I'm about to tell you is not an exaggeration. It is exactly what's happening. And only by being a realist and facing it do we have any chance of not going into hardcore bondage and the complete destruction of the Republic as we know it. Our children's futures hang in the balance. All of humanity hangs in the balance, because once they've taken the U.S. over, imagine what the same satanic forces did when they captured Russia in 1917, 1918. Imagine what they'll do with the U.S. fully under their satanic control. America is fighting for its very life. The Democratic Party is not a party. It is a criminal organization working for multinational crime syndicate and the Chinese communists. And the headline at Infowars.com for this live show is deadly accurate. Communist China is overthrowing the United States of America and replacing it with a puppet government. Just like when the Nazis took over France, they'd already bought off the military leaders. They stood down and they set up a puppet Vichy French in the south of France. This is history. This is real. And the CFR and others brag they're doing this. 3 years ago at Davos, they said Xi Jinping would crush America and defeat Trump. This is total criminal activity. We have all the proof. I'll cover it. Of fraud, pillar to post, the entire chain of fraud in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Arizona, in Nevada. And so people ask, where is Trump? I was asking that question. Well, it's up to us now. He knows that. Here's Tucker Carlson laying it out, and then we'll be back and we will tell you the ugly truth.
In a lot of ways, unfortunately, what happened last night could not have been worse for this country, for our children, for our grandchildren, for our future. The outcome of our presidential election was seized from the hands of voters, where, of course, it rightly belongs, and now resides in the control of lawyers and courts and highly partisan, clearly corrupt big city bureaucrats. So no matter what happens next, that is a tragedy. Many Americans will never again accept the results of a presidential election. That story is still unfolding tonight, obviously, and we're going to follow it as honestly as we can wherever it leads. We'll begin with that in just a minute. But first, we want to acknowledge the good news. And believe it or not, there is some good news, regardless of everything else that has happened. And here it is. America remains. It's still here. That's the first and most important thing. And it's not a foregone conclusion. We almost lost it. Democrats told us they wanted to beat Donald Trump. They spent more money than anyone ever has in any election in history to do that. But there was a lot more going on. Democrats didn't harness the full power of big tech and the billionaire class simply to make Joe Biden president. No. What they really wanted was total control over everything. No more democracy, no more dissent, permanent obedience from the rest of us. And they came shockingly close to getting that. If Democrats had won the White House and the Senate last night, the country as we know it would have ended. Not because Democrats have bad ideas, though they do, but because Democrats plan to impose an entirely new system on our country. Not an agenda, a system. With nothing to check their power, the left fully intended to eliminate the traditional American balances within our government, along with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that constrain their power. We're not overstating this. Joe Biden's party planned to turn our highest court into a partisan political weapon. They admitted that. They wrote magazine articles about how they planned to do it. Then they planned to pack the Congress of the United States, the legislative branch, by adding new states to our union, purely for the Senate seats. We're not speculating there either. They admitted that too. Then they planned to pack the electorate itself, the ultimate corruption in a democracy. 20 million foreign nationals added to our voter rolls overnight. That was their agenda. How would any of that improve the United States of America? Well, they never claimed that it would. Making this country better was never the point. The point was to create a permanent Democratic majority, a one-party state with complete control over the population. Never in our history has any mainstream political party proposed an agenda more radical than this. They didn't talk about it much. There's a reason for that, of course. They didn't want to scare you. But it was entirely real. And last night, it came very close to happening. We should all be deeply grateful that it didn't.
Blue skies.
Blue skies. smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
But these aren't,
I never saw the sun,
the type of blue skies we want. These are the blue waves of the blue blood globalist destroying our once vibrant, free republic, because you can't have an open, free society with uppity individuals that have a right to property and a right to their Second Amendment and a right to not kill their children and a right to not have their sons attacked by the system and domesticated and emasculated. No, you can't have that. And so we have systematic, massive, total fraud nakedly out in the open. We're going to walk through all of it here today. I am Alex Jones, your host. But let me just state this right up front for everybody. People finally get it. We're having our free speech online disenfranchised. Now they're stealing our vote and disenfranchising it. They're devaluing our currency and disenfranchising our financial future. They are poisoning the weaker minds in the country with division and racism in the name of fighting it. They're attacking the very foundations of our republic and are at war with the social contract, an incredibly arrogant, hateful coalition of big tech vacuuming up the economy at a level never before seen. And then the commanders of big tech and the big banks that finance them openly say they're building a post-human world and openly say they're going to make us so poor that they will be able to dictate that we be sterilized and take forced inoculations. You notice I just warn of this and warn of this for decades, and now it's here because I was reading their plans. Now, let me give you the big announcement here. If Joe Biden gets in, they're never getting rid of the lockdown. Think about that. It's a lot bigger than just kicking Trump out and flooding everything with fake ballots using the lockdown as the cover for it. They want to bankrupt us and then have us have an app to be able to leave our front door and step 1 foot outside of our house. That is the admitted globalist Chi-Com plan. We're being given tracker systems. We're being taught to stay in our houses. We're being taught we're not essential. We're being marinated in martial law. That's what we've been in with big tech and the universities and the blue cities and the blue states and the UN and the Chi-Coms, monkey see, monkey do with this lockdown. And they're just going to start there. And they're going to hype up more that the police are racist to take the police over and turn them into political officers like they've done in the UK and Europe. Now, foreign powers are openly involved, not just China, but India has been hired and others to flood the internet with disinfo and to put Biden in. They've disenfranchised our votes. They're turning us against each other. It's illegitimate. It's backed by foreign powers. And even if he legitimately won the votes, which obviously you see the evidence of fraud everywhere, that's not true. If it's foreign backed, it's illegitimate. So exactly what they said Trump got in with is not true. It's how they are intending to get in. And there are armies, as I told you, of communist Chinese agents in the United States. And there's videos of what appear to be Chinese individuals in Michigan arriving with those ballots at 4 a.m. illegally and going into the buildings with ballot boxes that then were all for Biden. The arrogance level is so atrocious, is so mega massive that they're not even trying to hide it. So let me just quantify this for you right now. Then we'll come back and show you all the videos and go over all the evidence. America is under multinational consortium attack. Our government and our system is in the process of being overthrown. It's not just a political party that wants an agenda. They want a whole new system, and they've said it. They are involved in a revolution, fully conquering the United States and killing our republic, and they're hammering the last nails into the damn coffin to bury us alive as slaves of their system. So I'm not a macho guy. I don't say things just to say them, but I'll tell you this. I'm not going to launch any offensive violence at this point. because I've not had time to really think about the right course in history. But I know this. If we let them steal this election and we let them put a Chinese communist agent who's fully compromised with all the proof in there to have control of the nuclear codes, all of us are aiding and abetting the destruction of our country and the handover to the most authoritarian nation the world's ever seen, communist China. And I will not be an accomplice, and I will not aid and abet this type of takeover. If it was just a bunch of thug Democrats taking over so they could steal money and stuff, but they weren't trying to literally end civilization as we know it and literally targeting our children, I would not risk my life. And I would not be thinking about such draconian things. But they're building an army of violent people. They've been attacking us. They've been bullying us. They have been censoring us. And they say they're coming after us, and they're licking their lips, and they are salivating over all of this. So all I'm telling everybody is we're in a new ball game. And we knew this was coming. The globalists proposed this. They've overthrown many, many other countries. They've used similar formulas, and they have demoralized us. They have absolutely gutted this republic. And it's so sad that more people aren't resisting and saying no. There's a lot of people that are angry, a lot of people that are upset, a lot of people that are concerned, and there's a big wake-up happening right now. But it's not enough. People need to take this deadly, deadly serious. We're also entering the wheelhouse of false flags. Well, they will target offensively an innocent group. They'll make it a racial attack to demonize all opposition to this communist globalist takeover. This is a corporate system of fascist, offshore tax exempt, but they're using a communist playbook to take over the population as the management system because it's worked everywhere else. There's the headline. Please put it back up. America is at war. Communist China is in the process of overthrowing the United States and installing a puppet government. That is literally happening. There is a coalition of corporations and authoritarian states, but China is the engine room, the laboratory, the testing ground, the power projection point of the whole future in all their white papers, the CFR, Trilateral Commission, Davos. They openly brag and crow that Xi Jinping is going to smash us. And you see the left, I mean, one of our oldest crew members, been here 16 years, his sister is now basically a communist and says he loves Xi Jinping and wants him to crush Trump. No sense. Total Stockholm syndrome. Total mental illness. This is what they've done to our people. How they've pimped their brains out and turned them against their own families. We are in grievous danger. We are in grave danger, ladies and gentlemen. And so there's Trump up front. Hey, they stole this. We're not going to let them do it. And then the evidence is just founting out. But you turn on Fox News, Trump's not shown any proof there's election fraud. He and Giuliani have to show it. And then they won't let state reps, they won't let citizens in, they won't let under law in Michigan or in Arizona. They're telling U.S. representatives they can't go in and see the vote. And police with guns are telling them you can't come in here. That's Maricopa County. That's the same Democrats that tried to put Sheriff Arpaio in prison for no reason. No jury trial for, quote, being in contempt of that judge. They're making their move. They think we're going to go along with it because they've never had push back. These are arrogant lawyers. These are criminals that have brokered the sellout of America, and they want a position in the global government, and they want to atomize the family and domesticate us so we can never rise again and never resist the nightmare future they've got for all of us. The chains are going on right now. You're being disenfranchised. All of us are. So we better work peacefully now so that war does not become inevitable. But we are now entering this season of war. Our country is at war for its very life. You are under attack. You are being conquered. You are being taken over. We are in the midst of a Chi-Com-backed attempted takeover of the country, and we're losing right now.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com. Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
This is Renegade Talk Radio. Renegade
Talk Radio. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And as I've been pointing out, the laws of nature, the laws of history are that if corrupt forces don't ever get in trouble for what they're doing, they will get more criminal, more abusive, more bold. Their capers, their heist, their conspiracies will get larger until they take over your civilization and loot the living snot out of it. And then move to Switzerland, and you collapse like Venezuela or so many other countries. And that's where we are, the exact same playbook. And you ask, why would they be running a communist playbook? Because the thing works, folks. Human nature is human nature. People are people. They can be brown people in Central America or South America. They can be white people in Europe. They can be black people in Africa. They can be yellow people in Asia. We all pretty much act the damn same at the end of the day. And folks only learn through experience, it seems. They can't learn through history, by education. Three forms of learning: by revelation, by experience, or by education. And boy, are people about to get experience. The problem is, going into the normalization of a communist takeover, it'll take them a good 5 years to loot everything and totally collapse it. And the average person has such a low attention span. They'll think, because Americans aren't turning over all their property and their children and aren't submitting, that's why the utopia didn't appear. It's always more, 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 more. Give us more. More regulations. More control. And you've got all the sycophants of the ruling party that, again, censors its opposition and begins to ban the party leaders of any other opposition. All of this is being said by the Democrats. Reconciliation commissions right out of South Africa. Communist tactics, where now in public schools, colleges, if you're white, you get up in front of the class and you tell them how you're bad and you apologize. This is Maoist programming spread across the world here now. You know, used to, we fought communism. But now we get on our knees and we worship it. And they're going to take everybody's bank accounts and everybody's jobs until you submit. And then when you go on your little reconciliation commission and you apologize for your existence, they'll reward some of those people up front, because America's now a giant open-air re-education camp. And then it'll be more and more they demand you say, until you're in front of people saying you're the villain, just like Twitter makes you go when they say, we're going to ban you if you don't go delete this tweet. They make you go up to the chalkboard and write in front of the class that you're bad. All of this is cult programming, Kool-Aid drinking drills, Jim Jones stuff. This is bona fide. If this was an alcohol, it's 200 proof Everclear. It's pure. It's moonshine. It's 100% tyranny. It's the nastiest, stinkiest, most horrid thing I've ever seen crawl out from under a rock. So, and again, the globalists, I was told through the grapevine 10 years ago, were like, we're not worried about Jones. He scares people for us. Well, I bet on the public and thought they're not going to get scared. They're going to get pissed if I tell them what's happening. And I'm not trying to scare you. I believe in you. But I'm here to tell you, look at the headline on Infowars.com one more time for yourselves. Look at it one more time. Look at it long and hard. America is at war. Think about those words. America is at war. Who are we at war with? Communist China and its allies are in the process of overthrowing the United States. We the people, our vote, our speech, our communication, and installing a puppet government. Do you understand the parallel to this is the Blitzkrieg and the invasion of France, and the French just gave up because the generals were paid off. And then Hitler thought he had this big victory until he actually went and fought people that didn't give up. A little bit different. Well, I promise you this, I'm not giving up. Ever. Because I know the more I bend over, the worse stuff gets. And I will not sit here and be part of this. Now, that doesn't mean they blow something up and say I did it. I'd never do that. I'm saying that they are violently taking our rights. They are violently taking over our society. They've got brown shirt thugs on the street stabbing and shooting and murdering people. They're overthrowing our local governments. They are involved in a classic authoritarian textbook takeover. And I'm going to say this very, very slowly. I know a lot of people that have been stabbed and shot at and had their ribs broken. I mean, Enrique Tarrio got stabbed with a bunch of people in D.C. Rand Paul got his ribs broken, his lungs punctured, beat up. The media praised it. They're shooting members of Congress. They've already been attacking us and attacking us, but they know we're conservatives, we're nationalists, we're patriots. They know we don't complain or whine. They're like, just suck it up. Yeah, we're coming to castrate your little boys too, but just suck it up. This is a bold, savage, criminal takeover. And President Trump came out and told the truth about what they're doing. You know, my brother-in-law, my sister's husband, called me up, voice shaking the other day. He's not a guy that usually is angry. And he said, I was just at the post office. I saw a guy with like 50 ballots putting his name on them and mailing them. And this is like the day after the election. Well, that's because we now know from the Project Veritas whistleblowers that they're post-dating stuff back before the election. And then they're delivering them. And then we have the videos all over from Michigan to Wisconsin to Pennsylvania and other states of it 4 a.m. at 5 a.m. Trucks pull up. Cars pull up. They're not government, quote, officials. The polls are closed. It's illegal what they're doing. And they just so happen to be Chinese. It's in several of the videos. But, of course, they've got masks on. It's all perfect cover. And they load up what are the same ballot boxes that are put in behind the machines that you feed them into. It's the official. They've checked. It's the Michigan systems. And they take them into the voting center in Detroit. And then they got witnesses inside that are lawyers that are thrown out. And members of Congress show up and say, I want to see what's happening. Oh, no, you can't. But a random dude with a mask on, he can. He can come on in. And why not? I mean, they run government pedophile rings with the Democrats, and then they don't get in trouble. I mean, they've gotten away with so much. Why wouldn't they just do this to us? Because we take it. Well, people are getting to the point of not taking it. And the enemy's next phase will be to frame us as terrorists or evil. And they will stage terror attacks and blame it on us to then discredit any resistance. But we need to be ahead of that and understand that. And there are other forms of civil disobedience and things in the threat continuum of projection before we get to that point. But it is our right, it is our duty to resist this by every means necessary. And we are now at war for our very existence. America is on the edge of death. CNN and the rest of the corporate media are running with the false headline that Trump has surrendered to the coronavirus. It's the opposite. He's not surrendering to the endless drumbeat of fear and false science that it's incredibly deadly and that we have a chance of eradicating it. Bill Gates, Fauci, and the UN have said, we will always wear masks, we will never shake hands, and even the vaccines won't protect us forever. And so that civilization as we know is over until every coronavirus in the world is eradicated, that's impossible. That's right. They're trying to say they have to have a cure to the common cold. That's what COVID-19 false positives for on the test. They created a problem that can never be defeated. But of course, they're the ones in charge of the problem. And so they stay in power forever and take control of society with contact tracers and outgoing with the police to people's doors in Texas at gunpoint and taking forced samples. We must say no.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
America's last stand. And if we're able to get Trump in despite this mountain of fraud, all these thugs and criminals, we have to go on the offense and rout these globalist chi-coms out. But I know this, I can't look at myself in the mirror if I don't resist these people. I've got to do a lot of thinking and a lot of praying. But I'll just tell the power structure in the system, those that are on the fence, you have miscalculated. You will not sign on with the chi-coms. You will not allow this to happen. You will not execute this. To stop it now. It's not a warning. It's not a threat. It's a statement of common damn sense. Are you crazy? All of these disconnected billionaires that control trillions, like Bezos and Gates, they're just all Chinaphiles. The CFR has a religion of worshiping China. And how it's going to replace us and how we're bad and how we suck. And they let them ship in fentanyl. One shipment they got was enough to kill everybody in America seven times over. We're under military attack. And they've gotten us so used to censorship, so accustomed to being slapped around, that now they're engaged in massive fraud on every front, and I watch CNN, I watch Fox, and they're not saying a damn word. Oh, there's crazy people that say that they found 130-something thousand ballots that were all for Joe Biden. I go to the Secretary of State's office, I look at it, they were all for Biden. They find 20-plus thousand ballots in one area of Philadelphia. And every one of them was for Biden. They don't even mix in some Trump ones. That's impossible. If you had 100 ballots show up that were just for Biden, you'd know there was rigged. 20 plus thousand? And what did I say election night? I said, you got to stake out these polling places where they do the main tabulation centers. You're going to catch them showing up at 4 or 5 a.m. when everybody else has left and the polls are closed, stuffing them. And oh, videos in Philadelphia, videos in Detroit, videos in Nevada. And who is it? It's mainly female lawyers. Good for them. I guess men are too busy playing fantasy football or whatever. So it's female lawyers just staked out by themselves in places like Detroit at 4 a.m. Oh, and, oh, by the way, these lawyers are being thrown out, too, even though state laws say they're supposed to be there as poll watchers. Some of them are even Republican officials. Hell, some are state reps. Some are U.S. reps, like Gozer. No, not Gozer the Traveler from Ghostbusters, Congressman Gozer from Arizona. This is really happening. An orgy, a smorgasbord, a sea, a plethora, a cornucopia, a wide spectrum of certified fraud at every level. And then my own brother-in-law, who I've never seen get mad in the many years I've known him, calls up shaking yesterday. I go, what's wrong? He goes, I had 50 ballots. He's down here at Congress, the post office. He had 50 of them. He was filling them out his name. They were taking them. They didn't do anything. I said, why didn't you videotape it? Well, I'm in the post office. It's a federal thing if you do that. I mean, he knows the law. But, I mean, see, we follow the law. They don't. And he was shaking with anger. I said, come on the air. And he goes, well, I don't really want to do that. I don't want to be on TV. But I said, cut an audio piece. Send me a voice memo. He did. We'll play it next segment. And you can hear he's upset because he saw himself being robbed, not a car, not a TV set. You can replace that. But of his future and his wife's future and his future children's future, he saw his birthright being robbed right in front of him. And they were doing nothing to ask, why are you filling out 50 ballots with your name on them? He's watched them filling ballot after ballot out. Saw the stack of them. Saw him fill out multiple ballots. And now we know. We have the Project Veritas video, next segment, where the USPS person says, we're told to backdate these. If something comes in on November 4th, we say November 2nd, so it gets counted. And that's what they're doing, busy beavering. You know, well, why is it in Texas? He's mailing them out to another state. Guaranteed it's going to be absentees for somebody, what, Philadelphia, Detroit? Yeah. And I'm not mad at Austin for not recording it, but I mean, because we already know, we have other people who have caught this, but the big story is the news, the controlled corporate press, the lapdogs of our enemies, they are saying on Fox News, there's no proof of anything. And Tucker Carlson knocked it out of the park. He explained to the world what was going on, that they're not just trying to get their agenda through. They're not an American party. They want to end the system as it's known and create a one-party dictatorship. And then Tucker Carlson goes through and lists all the things they're doing, all the things they're announcing, packing the court, creating new states that are Democrats, like Puerto Rico and others, so that they can override and get new Senate seats. Reconciliation commissions. Endless lockdowns. IDs to travel. Medical IDs. And then you see the graphs in all these swing states that were going for Trump, and they closed the polls prematurely, and then bam. Not organic bumpy lines, but straight up perfect mechanical lines, because they want you to know they're disenfranchising you. They want you to know. And they're going to walk right in with people that no one knows who they are, with a passcode, with a swipe card at 4 a.m. and come in with those ballots and go jam them down your throat, America. But when your U.S. rep shows up, the police are there. They're good Democrat operatives in Maricopa. They walk up with their hands on their guns and they say, I don't care what you say, Congressman. Back off, because they've seized control of the Republic. I'm playing all the clips when we come back. But I'm going to say this right now. Whatever happens with Trump, he's done the right thing fighting this, but he didn't fight the censorship like he should have. But we're in the bed we're in now. We're going to have to sleep in it. But if we get the point out that it's a Chi-Com globalist takeover and it's the end of the country as we know it, and that it's illegal, not just that they're stealing the election, but when you have Chinese and foreign backing, it nullifies what's happened. And if we stand on that and say, you tried to nullify Trump saying he was a Russian with no proof, we're going to nullify Biden 100%. We're going to demand Mitch McConnell and all of them do it and not have a fake investigation, because we've got him red-handed being a Chi-Com agent. And that's what's so dangerous. They are going to control him, and they want to scuttle this country. So Biden will definitely do things that screw the country up and break it up further because he's blackmailed. And so we cannot allow someone controlled by a foreign power to be the president. And if you ever wanted, listen to me carefully, if you ever wanted to war game and imagine the end of America, this is it. All the old timers said it was coming. All of them said they'd take us over with the UN, the Weather Underground, dreamed about China occupying the U.S. once they got a communist Democrat in who would trigger a race war, and then China would come in with Latin American communists and take over, a real Red Dawn scenario, not Russians, but Chinese. And now we're literally having Democrats in the New York Times saying, we want communist China to take over the United States. We want the U.N. to oversee our election so that if Trump refuses and contest what we do, we want the U.N. to come in and occupy America. That's now in the news. And what do the Antifa do? All over New York, all over Oregon, all over Washington State, they march with communist flags, with Chinese flags, their ally, and they say, death to America. A people that will do that will do anything. So there's now folks surrounding these polling places everywhere. Antifa's been running around shooting at people and burning things and stabbing people. It's all coming up, but you have lived to see it. I have lived to see it. The fabled world government, UN takeover. We're under COVID lockdown. I mean, it's all there. We're under martial law put in place by them.
The controlled corporate media are mouthpieces for any big corporation or government that'll pay them. It's that simple. And they've used our open free society against us. The controlled media will talk about a few mistakes I've made over the years and obsess over it and say, see, he's a liar on purpose, even though our success rate, our accuracy rate is way, way better than theirs. We try to tell the truth. They try to lie. They try to deceive. I'm trying to get people to realize how the globalists operate, how they manipulate, how they bamboozle the public. I'm trying to get the public to ask questions and to not believe what they're told in the face. I'm trying to get people to research for themselves. The globalists and their controlled corporate press say that researching and not trusting media is evil and is a conspiracy theory. Well, again, on its face, that is a fraud. Question everything, question InfoWars, add your own research to it, and then decide what you're going to promote to others and what news sources are accurate. I believe InfoWars is the best source out there. I once saw a bumper sticker that read, if you want your children to listen to you, whisper. And it's true. A lot of times if somebody's shouting and yelling, even if what they're talking about is important, people tend to tune it out. You know why I know that? Because I'm Alex Jones. And I've been pretty obnoxious over the years because I'm worried about the New World Order. And I read about all their plans to lock down civilization, starve the third world, and then enslave the first world. So I've been really, really loud and really, really aggressive. And we've had a big effect. But now it's time to think about every different angle and every different way we can get people to think for themselves before it's too late. The lockdown, the social distancing, the mask is meant to end human civilization. We are under a civilization collapse weapon. So this is life and death. Please share InfoWars.com and Bandai Video and watch our live election coverage.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and we are broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you again for joining us. I don't know how long we're going to be on the air here. We're being gutted by a foreign corporate consortium backed up by a communist dictatorship that has 1.4 billion slaves They have millions and millions of people in death camps that Apple gets components made in, and the news admits it. And the left goes, good, we got death camps. We're going to put you in them. And they've got all these blue-haired, green-haired, pink-haired, devil-worshipping, pedophile-loving slobs running around on methamphetamine, glowing in the dark, having no jobs, living off welfare, thinking the Chi-Coms are going to give them a biscuit or a treat when they overthrow the United States. Yes, good people have stood down so long that you are now witnessing the end of the Republic. Now, there's a very powerful video we're going to air here in a few minutes by one of President Trump's advisors, Steve Cortez. He heads up Trump's Hispanic outreach system. Says the actual math points to an Arizona win for President Trump. We're going to be getting to some of that for you here in just a little while. But let's just go through this stack right now. And I'm going to play Congressman Gozer here in a moment. And the fact that he wasn't allowed in Maricopa County in Phoenix, but the Democrat operatives are in there running everything, laughing at him, in violation of federal and state law, by the way. Suitcases with coolers rolled into Detroit voting center at 4 a.m., brought into secure voting. Brought into secure voting air. Amazing. Meanwhile, Biden-Harris launched transition team website despite ballots still being counted. But when Trump says he's won, he's bad. But Biden's allowed to communicate online because he's working with the big multinational consortium that's taking over. You could not have a more underdog America surrounded by its enemies, overwhelmed, a whole constellation of academia and Hollywood and radical Islam and the Squad and the Chi-Coms and the EU, all trying to bring us down. And a good third of Americans actually thinking they're on the winning team and rooting for Xi Jinping to, quote, destroy Trump and save America. Oh, yes. Breaking, Trump declares victory in Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina, and Michigan. They called it fake news and blocked it last night when he said that. But Biden said he's going to win. That's okay. Protesters mobilized to pressure Trump to concede election. They call them protesters. They're stabbing and burning and doing all their regular stuff as well. Here's another key article. Exclusive international audit executive. Based on results and a review of numerous activities, the 2020 presidential election was materially corrupted in favor of Democrat Joe Biden. Yeah, how about we just have a redo and none of this COVID garbage? That was the cover for the whole thing. And here's the video. Representative Gozer joins Arizona pro-Trump protest. Biden and his thugs will not steal this election. And I like the image of hundreds of armed citizens peacefully exercising their Second Amendment, demanding that people be given access, like our congressman, to that facility in the face of that horrible, evil Democrat regime that has seized control of Phoenix. It's that good equalization of powers, not a monopoly of power by the state. The UN says that civilian ownership of firearms threatens the power monopoly of the state. Well, power monopoly is a dictator. We don't want a power monopoly of the state here. We want checks and balances. And we want the armed people inside to know what they're doing is illegal and let them understand that the Second Amendment is there for a reason. We don't want to use it yet. But we are not going to roll over to the New World Order. We are not going to bow to them. We are not going to sell out future generations to a fate worse than death. That's why we have those checks and balances. And a right that's not openly exercised will be lost. They're already taking our speech. They're already taking our vote away. They're already taking our currency away. They've already said we're not essential. And they're run by a communist dictatorship. That's the team they bat for. Here's what Gozer had to say.
And again, that was an exclusive interview he gave to National Files, Tom Papert, with the quote about the thugs will not be able to steal this election. Biden's thugs will not be able to steal it. Now, here's Steve Cortez, and he's breaking down what other even nonpartisan political analysts are saying about the numbers from the counties they're coming in from and what they're seeing in the trends, this being a Republican victory, a Trump victory in Arizona. The actual math points to an Arizona win for President Trump. Here are the numbers. Patriots, stay confident and stay the course. Here it is.
Let's talk the actual math of the Arizona vote, where it stands right now and what the trends are. There's 605,000 outstanding votes, an enormous amount of votes still to be cast. Right now, we have a deficit of 93,000 votes. Biden is clearly leading. But here's the thing. These votes that are outstanding are mostly Election Day votes. POTUS needs to win 58% of these remaining votes to make up for this deficit. Here's the Election Day trend in Maricopa County, which is by far the biggest county where Phoenix is, 62%. So it's very likely that we're going to eclipse the level we need and actually substantially win Arizona. But in addition to that, these votes are not all from Maricopa. They're also from the rural counties of Arizona, where we're doing much better than 62%, even into the 70s. So the math suggests strongly that we are going to win Arizona, and we will know as soon as Friday. Because of that, it's reprehensible for any news organization, Fox or AP, to call this state at this premature juncture. The president is going to win Arizona.
And it's not just reprehensible, it's criminal. Now, again, in Georgia, they're going door to door, getting people to, quote, change their ballots if they thought they were wrong. What does that mean? So they're getting more ballots after the election and trying to then go cram them in. And how are they able to do that? Because they use the U.S. Postal Service to backdate that. And next segment, we have the key to all this, the whistleblower from the USPS saying it. But my brother-in-law, who is a great chemist, a good friend of mine, very quiet person, I've never seen him get angry. He was visibly, audibly over the phone yesterday. He lives here in Austin, very upset. I asked him to tell a testimony. So Austin Rivera goes into the main big post office off South Congress in Austin, and he witnesses this. Here it is.
I went to the post office today to drop off some packages with some products, and there's this guy there, real sketchy looking, and he had a grocery bag filled up with about 50 mail-in ballots. And he was taking pictures of them, taking pictures of himself, and filling them out right there on the counter. And I could only see the ballot that he had in front of him on the counter and the one on the top of the bag. But they had the same signatures, same information on them. And he was just taking pictures, doing one last check, marking some things, and then putting them straight in the ballot box. Right in front of everyone, right on the counter. And no one did anything. And I was thinking about doing something, but all I could think about was, you know, me getting some kind of federal charge for interfering with the election with this guy putting in, you know, 50 ballots late, because I don't think they're supposed to accept them now. But, I mean, if you have a lot of these people doing that, it's going to add up. And the only reason you would do it is to try to overturn what the state has already decided, and Texas is red. So one can only assume that these votes, all 50 of them, are going to Joe Biden.
And again, I know my brother-in-law, he's very upset right there because his whole future, his destiny, my destiny, his wife's destiny, it's all being stolen right in front of us. And we have to do something. That's what I'm telling the system is people are pissed. There's a new level of anger and just a determination now. I mean, I'm so determined now. I've never felt this determined. It'd be one thing if this was just the Democrats stealing an election, but they're dirty Chinese commies. I feel so ashamed of this country. I'm so proud of the good Americans that are left, but I am so ashamed of what we've become. This is pathetic. We're being conquered like the Russians were in 1917. And I will not sit here and take it. You know why he was taking photos of himself? That's just like what Project Veritas found in Minnesota. He's getting paid for every one of them. We're only here on air facing the globalist onslaught, the DNC-funded lawsuits, and everything that's happening because of you. We built the only truly multimedia, independent radio, TV, print, film organization in the world that promotes the truth against the globalists. We've had a devastating effect. We're a national treasure. You're a national treasure for supporting us. And so go get a t-shirt. Go get a historic t-shirt. We've got a funny one that's the Biden groping a woman. It's a woman's design shirt. My wife really likes it. She sent me this GIF. It's pretty cute. Here it is. And it just, you know, it's a little historic thing. I think Trump's going to win, but if Biden's able to steal it, we'll be probably shut down pretty quick. So it'll be a historic thing to have. You'll only be able to fight them in the third dimension on the street with graffiti, with handbills you hand out, and with non-compliance, not paying taxes, and pulling your kids out of the schools, and just making it a full-time job to expose and fight and obstruct the criminal foreign takeover of America. We've gotten to that point. Biden for nursing home. I hope to retire Biden and that be a collector's item. Get it while you still can. We're not ordering more. Infowarsstore.com.